good afternoon. You're listening to Verona Sports on your Saturday afternoon. Of course you are. And we're really lucky, as always, to be joined on the line by a friend of the show, a genuine stalwart of the community here in St Albans, and indeed the community officer for St Albans City Football Club, amongst a whole heap of other hats he wears. It's the mighty Phil Coates. Welcome back to Verona Sports, Phil. How are you doing?
Oh, what an introduction. Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Well, top man. First of all, we've had head honcho Ian Allinson on today's show from the Saints. I'm sure you know him very well indeed. We've been looking back at the Roller Coaster Saints campaign. I know you're heavily involved. I know, as well as anything, you are Sammy the Saint, and you I swear you cut, you bleed the blue and the yellow of our Saints. So now, all just settled. What is your appraisal of the season? Overachieved, slightly frustrated, or a combination of both of those two extremes?
I think it's a combination, really, of a lot of injuries during the season. I think that's really hampered the season. I mean, we were really down to almost not having players on the bench in the last few games. And I think that was really, I think if we'd had a full squad throughout the season, I know that's not normally possible in any team, but if we had anything like a full squad, I think we'd have got into the playoffs. But it wasn't to be. We came close, but didn't quite manage it.
Last week in studio, I've got to tell you, the overall mood was one of deflation, purely and simply because there was that hope, and I know it was one of those that you needed results to go away, and the Torquay are champions for a good reason. They're professional, for goodness sake. But had this happened, and ifs and buts throughout the campaign, for me, so near but so far, and that's one of the worst sensations. But again, like I say, I've had time to breathe, to appraise. And when I chatted to Ian at the start of the campaign, you know what? I'm pretty sure he'd have taken this season, based on the fact that, of all the teams in the league, one of the lowest squads. That's, just the situation, the status quo. Again, a good cup run and almost a trophy at the end of it too. So near, so far, I think, is the fairest analysis. Roller coaster springs to mind. But I've got to tell you, now in the cold light of day, I think the Saints had a good one. I really do.
Yeah, I think we did really well. And, under the circumstances, and Torquay on Saturday, a really strong side. And I think it showed. But we held our own. You look at the teams in the playoffs, Chelmsford, for instance, we beat them home and away. So it would have been nice to have got through and played them, because we may have won that one. But wasn't to be. But I think the support from the fans was fantastic. I mean, we've had really good attendances throughout the season and the last few games. I mean, 2,000 on Saturday. Obviously, Torquay brought quite a lot of fans. But, we've had regular attendances of getting on for 1,000 for quite a few games as well. And the support's been fantastic.
And just that feel throughout the community is so, so strong, Phil. And that is almost the bigger picture. But the biggest picture, which puts everything into its place, is some of the other things that I want to be talking to you about. I want to build up to a marathon that I'm going to get involved with very soon, signing up as I will in the next 6 weeks or so. But there's also a little tootle on your cycle very soon. But just give us a little bit of context to St Albans' great work in the community. I know you work with community primary schools. I know you do a lot of initiatives for inclusion. Just give us a few of the highlights, in your opinion, of the great work that it happens behind the scenes through the club and the community work.
Yeah, I think, from the start of the season, we've tried to encourage even more probably than we've done previous seasons to get young fans down and to watch live sport and to take part in sport. So we had an initiative this season to launch a sticker album that we put out to all the schools in St Albans and Harpenden, and St Albans City Youth, our sort of partner youth team. I mean, they've got 81 teams, so we actually encourage them to come down by encouraging them to be members and attend games and, you know, participate through their schools or through their teams in sport, you know, not just football but other sports. But on a wider point of view, we've worked with, well, obviously with Prostate Cancer UK, which we've been doing for 4 years now, and Youth Talk in St Albans, and just generally try to get involved where we can with the local community.
Working with refugees, the prostate program we're going to delve into in just a second. But just come back briefly, if you would, to that work with the Youth Talk, a local charity offering professional counselling and support in the area. Again, you know, it's all too easy, isn't it, sometimes to get trapped in our own little bubble, but to get, you know, so enthused as we do about sport and other different pastimes that we just forget sometimes how lucky we are and how so many people do suffer. And it's great that there are these programmes available, but they need more awareness, don't they?
Yeah, I think hopefully we can do the same thing as we've been doing nationally, or, you know, working with a national organisation, Prostate Cancer UK. Hopefully we can do the same with Youth Talk, because sometimes people don't know that the charity's there. It's available for 13 to 25-year-olds to get counselling if there's any anxiety issues. Find them, you can Google their name, find the phone number and call them. They do, unfortunately, really have a lot of calls every year, but they do such good work and they do really help counselling young people.
Again, like I say, so crucial. Do check that out. And don't suffer alone is my mere little two pennies into this debate. Life is intense, it's tough, and sometimes, you know, there's a sensation that we just bury our head in the sand. Don't. People, yeah. If you're 30 to 20-year-olds, right up to 24, as you mentioned, Youth Talk, local charity offering professional counselling and support, St Albans and beyond. Get involved if you feel the need to do so. It's always good to talk. Phil, just a good bloke, sir. You truly are. I'm very excited, and I'm not just talking verbiage on the radio. 100% pledge. By June, I'm going to be on that walk with a certain incredibly well-known broadcaster. No doubt will be able to teach me a thing or two about a thing or three, Mr. Stelling. But before then, I want to just talk about your awesome venture across the pond to Amsterdam, a cycle. The fifth year St Albans FC involved in this. Again, all in aid of prostate cancer. Once again, a strong team. It looks like 25 cyclists this year round. It's constantly powerful. St Albans are always one of the most supported clubs in this, which is phenomenal. But just tell us more about it. And on this very theme, coming up 7th to the 9th of June, just a few weeks away now, how can we get involved and support you, give you a few pennies? Because let's not forget the context here. Fans of sport listening to this, I know you are. Every 45 minutes, a man will die of prostate cancer. We're working against that in our own little way, but that's a fact. It's a killer fact for me. Every time a referee's whistle blows, I get a shudder. Phil, tell us a little bit more on how we can learn and support you and the 25-fold squad.
Yeah, I mean, we have Just Giving page set up where we have a team page and individual page. The Just Giving page for the team is justgiving.com / company teams, although we're not actually a company team, / St Albans City Football Club. So it's justgiving.com/ company teams / St Albans City Football Club. And anybody within that team, if you're happy to sponsor them, that would be great. And the money does go for, well, research, hopefully to eradicating prostate cancer. They've done a lot of good work, and they've found some strands of prostate cancer that already that they're working on, that hopefully those, I mean, it's about 8 different strands, I think, and hopefully it will help eradicate prostate cancer in the longer term. But also they have support nurses that help people out, and through the website you can phone, find the phone number through the website and call if you have any thoughts that you might, you know, there might be an issue with prostate cancer.
Absolutely. Get involved with this. It is so, so important. And again, Phil, you know, doing your bit as you are, just want to tell everybody, literally every single penny counts. And not just Phil, but everybody involved with the cycle to Amsterdam. Again, the 5th straight year. Check this out. I know everybody involved, it isn't about patting themselves on the back. But nevertheless, every now and again, credit where it's due, in the last 4 years, over £100,000 raised by Team St Albans Cyclists, £104,000, and I'm sure that's going to rise again this year. Once again, Phil, please, the Just Giving page, so we can add to that and build on it and fight that good fight against prostate cancer.
Yeah, it's www.justgiving.com/companyteams/St Albans City Football Club.
And then, as I say, Phil, you what a life's good man. But if it was anything to do with cliches, you would be wicked, sir, because there's no rest for you. After that, the Jeff Stelling March for Men, 4 marathons, 4 nations, 4 days, 1 cause, fighting that prostate cancer. I will again be involved in this march. I would imagine it'd be June when I sign up. It's in September. Stelling is a walking machine. I don't think I can even breathe or contemplate doing that, but I'll certainly be doing the London route. Again, tell us more how you can join myself, Jeff Stelling, your good self, and a whole heap of others. March for Men, the 4 marathons, 4 nations, 4 days. Tell us more.
Yeah, well, the easiest way is to Google Prostate Cancer UK, Jeff Stelling March, or just Prostate Cancer UK, and then you'll find your way to Jeff Stelling March. Like you said, the London route is on the 8th of September and goes to 5 different London football clubs, some Premiership sides as well, so you get the chance to go into the ground and on part of the route. But it's also, I mean, it's quite an experience, as I'm sure you'll remember.
I remember it fondly. I mean, honestly, I was exhausted. I was physically done. It's one of the hardest things mentally I've ever done, Phil. But I tell you what, that sense of accomplishment, that sense of togetherness, and that moment, I know it's going to be a bit different this year, but where we all converged on Wembley, there was something, I don't want to be too hyperbolic, but almost spiritual about that for me.
I know, it's quite an experience at the end of the walk, and, well, I'm sure you'll remember Ray Clements and Jeff Hurst being at the end of the walk, the previous walk, and hopefully, I'm sure there'll be a few well-known footballers on the walk, and probably at the end of the walk, the London walk as well. So, you know, it's and the camaraderie between people on the walk. There's lots of different reasons people are doing it. Maybe because a father, an uncle, or a brother, they're doing it for them. But other people are just doing it because they believe in the charity. So, you know, it's quite an experience, and it's very easy to sign up, and you don't have to raise too much money. So I'd encourage people to do so if they want to do that in September.
100%, I'll be putting my money where my mouth is in that regard, quite literally. Dusting off those old walking boots and, getting on involved, getting in, getting stuck in. Already perversely looking forward to it, although certainly need to get them out and get a few miles in beforehand, I fear. But there we go.
Yeah.
Look, Phil, just in closing, once again, the mega cycle coming up, it's in June. Just hit us with that Just Giving page. And as I say, I'll definitely go through all the necessaries to be involved in the March for Men in September. So that you're in closing, once again, the Just Giving page, please.
It's www.justgiving.com/companyteams/St Albans City Football Club.
Perfect. It is a football
club. Could I
just
put a plug in for something else we're doing? On the 11th of May, we have a game between two legends sides from St Albans City. That's Kevin Mudd, who was a former captain and manager of St Albans. He's put together a side which includes Steve Clark and some other notable names like Bob Dowie, Peter Risley, John Coffer, quite a few others from that era, and they're going to be playing against the Paul Hackham 11, which is the team really that got promotion the only time we've got into the conference. And there's people like Joe Welsh, Ben Martin, Scott Cousins, and of course Paul himself. And that's on the 11th of May, a week on Saturday, 3 p.m. kickoff, and hopefully a lot of support there. And that's the fundraising is for both Youth Talk and Prostate Cancer UK.
As we've discussed, two great causes.
Donate to charity.
Perfect. And that event, May the 11th, as you rightly say, a week Saturday. Yep. Will that be at Clarence Park?
Yes, that's at Clarence Park. 3 o'clock kickoff. We've got a disability game going on beforehand, so if people want to arrive a bit before 3 o'clock and support the disability teams, we'll have that game first, and then all the notable players from the past and hopefully a few cameo appearances from one or two other people yet to be announced at the moment.
Do you know what? I bet some of those will be able to find themselves in that sticker album as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah.
Nice. Phil, listen, you're a top man. I really will look forward to walking with you in September. It's been a pleasure to talk with you this evening, and I'm sure you'll be back on the show just ever so slightly before the June cycle. There's a final call to arms. But tonight, enjoy the rest of your evening. Have a great weekend to boot.
And thank you for your Radio Verulam support, because it's invaluable to us and helps raise awareness as well. So thank you very much.
It's honestly a pleasure. It's seriously what we're here to do. We are the radio station that loves St Albans. And Phil, we love all that you do to breathe life and soul into our great, great community. I always value your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.